Sleuth's Love. Written and illustrated by Eloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Clara Criado Escriva. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. Don't forget to download your audiobook at www.onethirdstories.com/sloth. It was nearly midnight, and all was quiet in Biotope City's police station. All, that is, except for the slow tap, tap, tap of Two Toes O'Malley's claws on his computer keyboard. Two Toes had been with the Biotope City Police for a long time. He was the only detective in the Sloth Investigation Department, and he had yet to solve a single case. Two Toes was about to go home when the phone rang. It was Mrs. Trunk, La Elefante.
"Somebody has stolen my favorite cheese," she trumpeted.
"Can you describe the thief?"
Two Toes asked, opening his notebook.
"Yes, he doesn't wear trousers," wailed Mrs. Trunk.
"Él no lleva pantalones," wrote Two Toes.
"And he has the legs of a flamingo, an enormous overcoat, and a very small head."
"Él tiene las piernas de un flamenco, un abrigo enorme y una cabeza muy pequeña," wrote Two Toes.
He promised Mrs. Trunk he'd start looking for the thief first thing in the morning. The next day, more animals were waiting to see him. Mr. Harpy's best queso had been stolen too.
"Can you describe the thief?"
Two Toes asked.
"Sí," said El Águila. "He has a giraffe's neck, an elephant's ears, and una cabeza muy pequeña."
Two Toes pulled out his notebook and very slowly wrote,
"Él tiene el cuello de una jirafa, las orejas de un elefante y una cabeza muy pequeña."
Miss Pink, La Flamenco, had seen the same small-headed creature making off with her secret stash of Stilton.
"He has no fashion sense," cried Miss Pink. "He wears a green shirt, purple gloves, and un abrigo enorme."
"Él lleva una camisa verde, unos guantes morados, y un abrigo enorme,"
Two Toes wrote. Two Toes was puzzled. He couldn't think of anyone who fitted the strange descriptions he'd been given. So he decided to organize a lineup of local animales. He was just about to start calling them when Headmaster Trample came charging into his office.
"I've been robbed!"
El rinoceronte bellowed.
"How much queso did they take this time?"
The sloth detective sighed and reached for his notebook. He was getting too old for this, he thought.
"Queso?"
Trample thundered.
"It's my abrigo that's been stolen."
"Can you describe the thief?" asked Two Toes.
"Well," said the headmaster Trample, "he's horrible. He has a chimpanzee's arms and an eagle's eyes."
Two Toes' notebook was getting very full, but he wrote it down anyway.
Él tiene los brazos de un chimpancé y los ojos de un águila.
And he wears an orange jumper and yellow socks,
said el rinoceronte. Él lleva un jersey naranja y unos calcetines amarillos, wrote Two Toes.
Does he by any chance have una cabeza muy pequeña?
Why, yes,
Headmaster Trample exclaimed.
However did you know?
The next day, all los animales arrived for the lineup. Two Toes watched them.
Who could be the monstrous creature stealing all the stinky snacks?
Snacks? Of course. What if Mrs. Trunk, Mr. Harpy, Miss Pink, and Headmaster Trample had all been snacking on queso before bed, and it had given them nightmares about a mysterious thief?
Their queso is gone because they ate it all themselves, he cried.
But what about me?
Demanded Headmaster Trample angrily.
I have been the victim of a senseless abrigo theft. Do you think I imagined it? Or perhaps you think I ate my own abrigo?
We'll get to your abrigo enorme in a moment, sir, Two Toes stammered.
Enorme? Roared el rinoceronte. Who do you think you're calling enorme? Oh!
Cried Headmaster Trample, charging at Two Toes.
Oof!
Wailed the sloth as he was hoisted up by his belt loops and stampeded through the station wall.
Rip!
Went Two Toes' trousers.
The furious rinoceronte continued his charge down the street, with the sloth's detective's trousers flying from his horn. Two Toes landed with a thud on the pavement in something soft and yellow.
Queso!
In fact, it was a trail of what tasted like ripe brie. Slowly, he started to follow it. Day turned into night. Still, Two Toes crawled on. Finally, he reached a door. A very small door. He was about to knock when the door suddenly flew open and a mouse burst out into the street.
Right, chaps, lovely night for it, said El Raton. Let's hit Headmaster Trample's house again. I hear he's got a fridge full of feta.
There he saw Two Toes.
Crumbs,
El Raton squealed.
Rumbled.
Two Toes felt rather pleased with himself. He was just about to arrest the mouse when a large figure loomed over him. It had las piernas de un flamenco, el cuello de una jirafa, las orejas de un elefante, los brazos de un chimpancé y los ojos de un águila. And it wore una camisa verde, unos guantes morados, un jersey naranja, unos calcetines amarillos y un abrigo enorme. Terrified, Two Toes grabbed a handful of brie from the ground and flung it with all his might at the creature. He had never moved so fast in his life. Two Toes walked over to the fallen beast and unzipped Trample's abrigo enorme. Out tumbled a collection of young animales, including Mrs. Trunk's son,
Mr. Harpy's niece, Miss Pink's little sister, a small giraffe, a lion cub, and a teenage chimpanzee.
Which I suppose makes you, said Two Toes, turning to El Ratón, la cabeza muy pequeña.
In the end, Two Toes made no arrests. Headmaster Trample's abrigo was dry cleaned and returned with a note of apology. Y el pequeño ratón, whose name was Alfred, promised to use his pocket money to replace the stolen queso. Slowly, Two Toes O'Malley returned to the Sloth Investigation Department to type up his report on the mysterious queso thief. Con las piernas de un flamenco, el cuello de una jirafa, las orejas de un elefante, los brazos de un chimpancé, los ojos de un águila y la cabeza de un ratón. It took him 2 years to finish. Glossary. Abrigo, coat. Águila, eagle. Amarillo, yellow. Animales, animals. Brazos, arms. Cabeza, head. Calcetines, socks. Camisa, shirt. Chimpancé, chimpanzee. Con, with. Cuello, neck. Él, ella, lleva. He, she is wearing. Él, ella, no lleva. He, she is not wearing. Elefante, elephant. Enorme, enormous. Flamenco, flamingo. Guantes, gloves. Jersey, jumper. Jirafa, giraffe. Morado, purple. Muy, very. Naranja, orange. No, no. Ojos, eyes. Orejas, ears. Pantalones, trousers. Pequeña, small. Piernas, legs. Queso, cheese. Ratón, mouse. Rinoceronte, rhinoceros. Sí, yes. Tiene, has. Verde, green. Y, and. Note for parents. We've translated the word legs as piernas throughout the story, which is the Spanish word for human legs, because the animals are humanized and it's more useful vocabulary for beginners. The translation for animal legs is patas. Lawbreaker lineup. Two Toes O'Malley has rounded up all the suspects in the cheese theft case, but forgot to write down their numbers. Skip to the end of the audiobook and listen carefully to each character saying their number and what animal they are. Then fill in the cards they're holding below. 1.
I am un rinoceronte wearing una camisa blanca.
2.
I am un chimpancé with los brazos largos.
3.
I am un águila wearing un sombrero negro.
4.
I am una jirafa with el cuello largo.
5.
I am un flamenco with la cabeza rosa.
6.
I am un elefante with las orejas grandes.
7.
I am un león wearing unos pantalones rojos.